Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, remain in me, and I will remain in you." That's the only way this will work. You can't be fed, filled up by the things of God unless you remain in me, Jesus said. He said, "Remain connected to me, and I will remain in you, my life in you, which is the source of life and strength. You are the branches." That's what Jesus said. You are the branches, and he said that he is the vine. And the vine delivers life to you, his word, your baptism, confession, absolution, the Lord's Supper. These are the ways that Jesus, the vine, delivers his life to you. Remaining connected to Jesus means continuing to look to him as the source of life and strength, trusting in him, not yourselves, believing in him. Believe in him, you branches, and don't try to branch out on your own. Because the only way that God's life and righteousness can be in you is through the vine. And the branches that are fed by the vine, they will bear much fruit. Branches, your life will display bunches and bunches of grapes because of what the vine delivers to you. Jesus in you, flowing to you, through you, his life source in you, working in you, which leads to lives that bear fruit. Fruit that looks like transformed hearts, eyes to see with God's eyes, mouths that speak his truth, deeds and actions that reflect him. Living out your faith, it's discipleship. It's having a heart life for Jesus. So that heart life comes from the fact that Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And we have life together on the vine. Life together in Jesus. Life together as disciples who are praying that God would work in us, feed us, so that we bear fruit. Now, that's the picture here. And with the picture that Jesus describes, the vine, the branches, you could go so many different directions with this passage. You could really focus on a lot of different helpful images to help us to see who Jesus is and who he's made us to be. But here's what I want you to focus on today. One, like we've already said, Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches. We disciples are branches. Number two, to bear fruit. We bear fruit through abiding in him. And number three, but as branches, we need pruning, care, teaching, guiding, correction in order to help us bear even more fruit. And all of it, vine and branches, bearing fruit, pruning, those are all gifts. It's like we talk about all the time. Grace equals gift. Grace equals gift. And this image of Jesus describing that same grace, it's describing this as gift. It's God's action as pure gift for us. First, it's the gift of the vine. And that makes sense. God sends his Son to be the gift, to be grace, to bring grace, salvation through him, not through our own actions. And the vine gives to the branches. So, of course, the vine is a gift. But it's also a gift to be a branch. You're not just some sapling, disconnected, trying to start on your own, threatened all by all the forces going on in spring. You are a branch connected to the established, strong, abiding, eternal vine. It's a gift to be a branch, grafted in, connected to Jesus, the vine. He is a life-giving vine, and it is a gift to be part of him. We've often, since Lent, been talking about life together in Jesus and been emphasizing remaining in community, not as this overbearing kind of thing from God, but because there's life together in Jesus. There is life together in the vine being branches together. So the vine is a gift. It is a gift to be a branch. And it is also a gift to bear fruit. The vine is the life source, and he pushes that life along to you. And it's that life which means that you can bear fruit. The fruit, the deeds and actions and words of love and mercy, they display the life of Jesus working in you and through you. You didn't make that fruit on your own. The fruit is a gift of God. And third, the harder one is to realize it's a gift to be pruned. Pruning. It hurts. It's painful. Maybe it's embarrassing. It's challenging for God to point out the unfruitful sprigs on us, the broken places, the misdirected growth. It hurts. It's painful for the vine dresser, the farmer, God the Father, for the vine dresser to come and prune and to cut away those parts of our lives. But when the healing takes place, the branch, we are even more fruitful. It hurts, it's painful, it's embarrassing, it's challenging for God to rebuke, to redirect, to call you out, to teach again, but then you're even more fruitful. And so pruning is a gift. Finally, there's one more gift. It's also a gift to realize that the fruit you bear, the deeds and the actions and the words that you bear through the life of Jesus, that fruit is God's gift to others through you. I mean, we emphasize that we can't earn salvation through good works. But good works do have their role. And good works are really not about you. They're not really just like some nice-to-haves, like a bonus for your life. The good works, the fruit, those faithful deeds and actions, that's God working to bring gifts to others through you. So it's a gift to be a branch connected to the gift of the vine who pushes out the gift of life to you so that you can bear fruit. It's a gift that God the Father prunes us, corrects us, guides us, and it's a gift that we get to bear fruit give to others and see that God is doing that work through us. So with that in mind, here's where I want to land today. Where has God caused you to bear fruit, to give his gifts to others through you? Where has there been fruit in your life that God used for someone else? And for the sake of today, right now, I'm not asking how you plan to bear fruit, how you plan to have good deeds or actions. And while that's a certainly good question, but right now, for this moment, I want you to recognize how God has already given fruit to others through you. I want you to recognize what God's already done through you. And in a moment, when I give you a few more instructions, that's what our leaves are going to be for, and we'll attach them to the vine. But maybe that sounds like a challenge. Maybe you're thinking, I have no idea how God, helped me to bear some fruit that would serve someone else. So I tried to think of a few examples to help you start thinking about where's God used you lately. First example is that I'm very thankful to Cindy DeLuga, who joined me this past week and the first week as we went and picked up trash around the Pads neighborhood, trying to build goodwill in the neighborhood and continue those conversations with the city of Waukegan. And so Cindy's faith bore fruit, and she was serving the neighborhood. Or this week, I was giving a friend a ride, a friend in need, and he needed a ride, but that's not what I want to focus on. I was giving him a ride, and I was thinking of myself as doing something good. And we get to the destination, and this man says to me, "I love you, Pastor." And he gives me this kind of awkward hug in the car, you know? Like, that's fruit. That's God bearing fruit in this man's life to give to me. He was building me up through this man. God was building me up through that fruit. Or yesterday, I was at Owen's basketball tournament, and I was talking to one of the other dads. His name's Charles. And he just kept talking about his life and how he sees his role and his family's role to be a blessing in the city where he's planted. Family lives in Zion, and he sees it as God has led them to be there, and they are going to be a blessing. He is bearing fruit in his neighborhood and the kids' schools and the people around him to order to serve the people around him. God is doing that work through Cindy, through my friend who I gave a ride to, through Charles. He is bearing that fruit for others. So now I want you to think again, where has God used you to bless others? Because that's what it means that the vine sends life to the branches, and the branches with that life are able to bear fruit, and that fruit is able to go and to feed others. So I want you to take your leaf, and on one side, you're going to write something where you are thankful that God was able to use you to serve someone else recently or go back, but you're praising God. We're praising God for how he has used you to serve someone else. It is him bearing the fruit in your life to serve someone else. And then on the other side, since we're going to connect our leaves to the vine, on the other side, I want you to write the name or initials of someone that you're praying would be part of the vine. That you're praying that they would come to know Jesus and that they would see that there is life in Jesus. So one side is how you have borne some kind of fruit and that serves someone else. And like my examples, it could be just a little thing of saying, "I love you," when someone needed to hear that. It could be doing some kind of actions. It could be about how you see your role. On the other side, put the name or the initials of the person, that a person that you would be praying for that would be part of the vine, that they would be part of the life in Jesus. There's extra pens in the middle. And so what we're going to do is you can write those. And there's clothespins up here. I just want you to attach them anywhere. You can come in front of the rail as well. We'll also do offering at this time. So maybe wait till the offering's past your row, or don't run into ushers. You know, they're trying to bear fruit. They're serving us today. So don't run into them. But I want you to put those on the vine as our prayers today, as we give thanks that Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches.